said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants respite, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants allowance, Allah grants leeway to that oppressor. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seizes him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not leave him. So sometimes people get disappointed, they get despondent, that what is the condition of the Muslims? Why is it such that they've been going through so much of oppression? But this hadith explains that Allah is allowing those people, whoever are oppressing, Allah is allowing them to oppress. But a day will come, a time will come, Allah knows best when that day is, when that time is, when that moment is, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seize that zalim, that oppressor. Allah will seize him in such a way that he will not leave him. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this ayat, وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْثُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخْذَ الْقُرَىٰ. Similarly is the seizing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he seizes a town whilst they are doing wrong. إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ أَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ. Verily the seizing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very painful, is very, very severe. This hadith is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqal, إِنَّكَ تَأْتِي قُوْمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ فَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ شَهَادَةِ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Mu'ad ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent me towards Yemen. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said Hazrat Mu'ad radiallahu anhu at the end of the 9th year of Hijri to Yemen, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away in the 10th year of Hijri. Shortly after that, this was a very sad sending off. That farewell of Hazrat Mu'az bin Jabal is a long incident of how Rasulullah told him that perhaps, O Mu'az, when you return, you will pass by my qabr, and you, in other words, I will not be alive, I will not be. And Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu was tearing and he was crying, but he understood what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sending him for. So this is this hadith. He's saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent me to Yemen, and he told me that you are going to such a people who are from the Ahl Kitab, the people of the book. Invite them to La ilaha illallah, this kalima, the shahadat. And then invite them that I am the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِنْهُمْ أَطَاعُوكَ لِذَٰلِكَ فَعَلِمْهُنْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدِ افْتَرَضَ عَلَيْهِمْ خَمْسَ صَلَوَاتٍ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمِ وَلَيْلًا. If they accept what you're telling them about shahadat, about the kalima, then inform them about 5 times daily salat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was showing tartib. Everything a Muslim does is tartib. Even when you're inviting somebody to deen, invite him in a certain tartib, in a certain sequence. First he told about the kalima la ilaha illallah. Then if they obey you, then tell them about salat. In other words, don't just jump to salat before even telling them about kalima, informing them about kalima. And then tell them that Allah Pak has made it farz upon them 5 times day and night. فَإِنْهُمْ أَطَاعُوكَ لِذَلِكَ فَعَلِمْهُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ افْتَرَضَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُؤْخَذُ مِنْ أَغْنِيَائِهِمْ فَتُرَدُّ عَلَى فُقَرَائِهِمْ. And if they accept this about salat, then you inform them about sadaqah, about zakat. That the zakat is such a thing, it is Allah Pak made it such that it is taken from the rich and is given to the poor amongst them. So from the rich amongst them it is taken and given to the poor amongst them. فَإِنْهُمْ أَطَاعُوكَ لِذَلِكَ فَإِيَّاكَ وَكَرَائِمِ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. And if they obey you as far as the zakat is concerned, then Rasulullah ﷺ is warning Hazrat Mu'az that beware of taking the precious wealth of the people. In other words, when you're collecting zakat also, this is the balance Islam has got, the beauty Islam has got. That even the people that are the tax collectors, the SARS, so to speak, even they getting guidance, that don't take the precious wealth of the people. In other words, if you're going to take, for example, a person has got a flock of animals, the time they would, as the main asset was animals, for those that were doing farming, etc. If you're going to take one sheep, for example, don't take the highest quality sheep, or take the lowest quality, take something in between. So here, Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu anhu was being warned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be careful, that even when you're taking the wealth of zakat, don't take the most precious things they got. Take the average. So this is what he's telling him, that beware of the most precious wealth. وَاتَّقِ دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٌ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. This is where this ties up with the chapter that we're doing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu anhu that beware of the curse, beware of the dua of a mazloom person. A person who is being oppressed, beware of his dua. Because between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no hijab. There is no barrier between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, his dua gets answered immediately. In the hadith, there comes an incident of Hazrat Sa'd ibn Waqqas radiallahu anhu, that he was appointed the governor of the Iraq area of Kufa. And the people of Kufa came to complain to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu that he is not doing things right, not correct, to such an extent that they even complained that he is not performing the salah correctly. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was a very, very just person. Very just. So the first thing he did was he called for him and he asked him, you know, with regards to what these people are complaining. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was very far-sighted, very wise. He realized that if people don't like Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, then even his investigation about whether he's doing things right or wrong won't help. So he just replaced him with somebody else. So he put somebody else as the governor. But in that procedure, unlike the governments today where one person just comes because he knows somebody, he got some contact, there everything was done properly. So he did procedure, he called Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu and he asked him, that the people are complaining, Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, he tells Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, that I'm performing the salah like how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would perform salah with us. In other words, the Isha salah that I perform with them, I perform the first two rakats longer, then the second two I perform short, etc. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, now when the complaint came, he had to investigate it, but he did it in a very thorough, proper way. So he sent Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu with a few other sahaba, they'll go to Kufa and investigate what these complaints are that are coming to me. So they went, what they did was, masjid to masjid they went. The sahaba went with Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, masjid to masjid they went, and they started taking kalgozari from the people, because the masjid is a place where people gather. So after namaz they would announce that, for example, who has any complaints against Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. So the people, every masjid they went, the people were praising him. One masjid they went, one person stood up. See what I'm saying? The person should be very careful about the dua of a Muslim person. So one person stood up and he said that because you people are asking, I will tell you something about Hazrat Sa'd. So then he spoke out against such a great sahabi. He said, La yasiru bisariya, that he doesn't even go out in battle. Wa la yaqsimu bisawiya, and he doesn't distribute the booty, etc. that comes, he doesn't distribute it fairly. Wa la ya'adilu bil qadiyya, he is not fair as far as giving verdicts are concerned. As far as being the judge is concerned, he doesn't give the correct verdicts, he's not fair. So when he said this, then Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, he made a dua. He said, Allahumma in kana hadha rajul kadiban, in kana hadha abdun kadiban, ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if this person is speaking a lie, then fa'atil umurahu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give him a long life. Wa'atil faqrahu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make him in need all the time. He's always in need. He's always poor. And the third dua, Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, made against this person who stood up in that occasion and he spoke out against him unjustly. He said, wa'arna thala, make him be exposed to fitna. So later on, this person would sit on the streets, as an old person, he would sit on the street and he would say, Shaykhun kabirun maftunun bi du'a'i Sa'd, that I am such an old person, I have been afflicted with the dua of Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. The narrator of the hadith mentions authentic hadith. He says that I seen this person later, Allah had given him such a long life that even his eyelids would come over his eyes. You know, when a person has gone very old, his eyelids, etc., would come over his eyes, and this person would interfere with the girls on the street, and he was walking from this side to that side interfering. In other words, he had no recognition Allah had given him, and he would tell the people that I have been afflicted with the dua of Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. So this is what difficulties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had no place, no standing on the street, at such an old age, nothing to his credit, and in that case he was being exposed to fitna, he would interfere with the girls, nobody liked him also. So this was the condition that this person had reached because of the dua of Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. So therefore the dua hadith is saying, be careful of oppressing somebody. When he makes the dua will strike you. And when it strikes you, and when he makes the dua, there's no barrier. And because of that, this dua will strike you without any barrier between his dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forgive us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillah.